Under welfare reform, many immigrants in this country legally lose their eligibility for many public assistance programs. Their access to food stamps, for example, will be far more limited than that of U.S. citizens. Many have noted the anti-immigrant mood of the country and the current Congress. Well, yesterday, one well-to-do immigrant announced that he will do something. George Soros, the Hungarian-born financier, whose wealth is estimated in the billions, announced that he will set aside $50 million. Groups that assist immigrants will be able to apply for grants to pay for such things as English language instruction and application fees for naturalization. Mr. Soros says he has created this fund in an effort to right an injustice being done to immigrants.
People are being hurt in a way that is contrary to the spirit of our Constitution, and certainly contrary to the spirit of an open society, because legal immigrants are potential citizens. They pay taxes, they pull their weight, and therefore they should get the same services as other people. Something has gone wrong here. I think there's a certain kind of meanness involved, which I think is contrary to the spirit of the United States.
Now, some of the people who have supported or proposed reducing benefits for immigrants, legal immigrants, point to the commitments that are made when someone comes to the country. Someone has sponsored them. Someone has said, I'll take care of this person, and that should suffice at least for a few years.
Right. Well, I think that people who have made commitments should live up to their commitments. There is a provision in the immigration law which requires people who give such commitments to be above poverty level. And so it's at the selection when you admit people that the appropriate provisions should be made. But once people have been admitted and they fall on evil days, they should be taken care of just as any other citizen.
I guess you now live in really your third country, yes? Born in Hungary, emigrated to England, and then here?
That's right.
How do you explain this, what you see as mean-spiritedness toward immigrants?
Well, you know, I think that there is a kind of Darwinism that let the strong ones survive. This is now the predominant sort of ideology, and that there aren't people who need to be taken care of. I think that there are. To have a social safety net, I think, is part of a civilized society, and to destroy that social safety net is wrong.
What has been the reaction so far to your announcement yesterday?
Actually quite positive. I even had a call from some members of Congress who want to work on these issues.
Yes, at the risk of sounding very cynical, I must say that when I saw $50 million for the aid of immigrants, I wondered whether one-tenth that amount in campaign contributions on behalf of immigrants' issues might not have avoided all the legislation that you're upset about.
Yeah, it's probably true, because actually you can buy legislative influence very cheaply, relatively still. I don't like to do it. You know, I'm a believer in an open society, democratic institutions, and I think that there is something quite wrong now in the influence of money. I don't mind speaking up on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I may make personal contributions to particular candidates, but I don't like to use money for lobbying as such.
Has anyone expressed to you any surprise that you, as a great rags-to-riches story, should find it so important that we maintain a social safety net and state services for the poor?
Well, you know, people like to put other people into categories. I suppose I qualify as a limousine liberal. I accept it. I've done well, and I feel that our society basically has done well enough. And I think we should have a social conscience, and as long as we do, I think we will remain productive. So I do have that bias, and I own up to it.
Well, Mr. Soros, thank you very much for talking with us.
Good. My pleasure.
George Soros is a financier and philanthropist.